Welcome to Think Life.
You know, today we're going to talk a little bit about being observant. Because I think that's one of the things that we've really lost touch with. We've really lost touch with the ability to be observant. And I see this all the time. I see this all the time when I'm driving. People are just looking at their phones instead of driving. I mean, what are you doing? You're at the wheel of a two-ton vehicle. You probably should be paying attention to what you're doing and not on your phone. But that's the thing, is that I think we're living in a world full of distractions. And this world full of distractions is not helping us to be observant. We're not observing what's happening around us. We're living in these little worlds in our head, little worlds in our phones, little worlds in our computers, little worlds in our video games. We're living in these little worlds and we're not really being observant to the world around us. We're not looking at the world around us and interacting with the world. We're interacting with things that are not nearby, things that are not part of us, things that are not here. We're interacting with others. We're not being observant of our surroundings whatsoever. And maybe that's one of the reasons why everyone is pushing mindfulness so much. Because if you think about what happens with mindfulness, with people who are mindful, that if people are mindful, then they really are being observant of the world around them. Because I think that's one of the things that we've really lost. We've really lost the capability of being observant to the world around us. We're constantly distracted. We're not thinking of what's around us. We're not thinking of what's in front of us. We're not thinking of what's behind us. We're not thinking, if we're sitting in a stoplight, if we're playing Candy Crush while we're waiting for the light to change, we're not thinking about the people who are behind us. We're not thinking about the people who are driving around us. We're just not thinking, period. We're not really being observant of the situation around us. And if you ask me, that's one of the keys to being a better human. Because if you're not observant of what's around you, how are you going to know how to react to what's around you? Because we are here living in a space and time. We exist in a space and time as physical beings. And as we exist in this space and time as physical beings, we have surroundings. And in these surroundings, there are things and there's people and there's things. Now, the things don't care. The things don't really care if we're around them. I mean, sometimes they can sense us. Sometimes Internet of Things sensors can sense us and they care about us being around them. But a lot of the times, it doesn't really matter. The things don't really matter, but the people matter. And if we're not observant to what's happening around us, then what we're doing is we're not being better humans. We're being worse humans because we don't care what's happening around us. We don't care about the humans around us. And that is one of the major reasons why we need to be observant. We need to be observant because we need to observe ourselves and our actions in relation to the rest of humanity around us. Because you know what they say? They say no man is an island. No human is an island. We are surrounded with other people. And when we're not being observant, we're not honoring these other people that are around us. When we're not observing the reality which is around us, then we're not honoring the humans that are around us. We're being selfish. We're not caring about the people around us. We're not being mindful about the people around us. We're only thinking about ourselves. And I think one of the tenets of being a better human is to understand that we are not alone in this world. And in fact, if you think about it, a lot of what's going on in this world is focusing more towards collaboration and community. And without being observant of what's around us, how can we possibly have collaboration and community? Because collaboration and community requires us to be observant of what's around us, to be observant of the people who are around us. So that's why I say, as a human, if you want to be a better human, you need to be more observant of the world that's around you. And you need to not only be more observant of the world that's around you, but you need to be able to act on those observations. So if you really do aspire to be a better human, make sure that you maintain the ability to observe what's going on around you and act on what's going on around you.